Off the Ball.
GAA.
You pick up the energy, you pick up the, I suppose, the gusto, the drive, and if the vibes aren't right in Dublin, it's going to be really, really obvious.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
On episode 2 of Richie McCormick's Sliding Doors podcast, the stories behind the transfers that almost happened but just about didn't. Focuses on one of the greatest of all time, Pelé.
Pelé. Baba, back to Pelé. Now what's he going to do? He's got the third! Oh, beautiful goal!
And how the Santos superstar nearly swapped Brazil for Hanover. And how a Nazi ice machine salesman nearly pulled the deal off. Dropping in your OTB football podcast feed this Monday. Richie McCormick's Sliding Doors.
Hey, we're here at the launch of the new Centra Camogie Leagues. How are you getting on?
Yeah, good. Yeah, it's in Galway, so handy enough one this morning. It's good to be back playing and thinking about playing. It's been a long enough winter, so yeah, looking forward to it now.
We're going to take a look forward at the leagues in a minute, but have to take a moment to talk about Galway Camogie in 2025 and what a year it was.
Yeah, it was class. I think the way it ended was super, but I think it was probably building over the course of the season, particularly from the league final. We just built and probably accumulated then in August. So, no, it was class from that side of things, but I think even with the medals presentation there last week and to see the under-16s and particularly the under-23s and the lift that they gave us throughout the summer was massive, and it just was, yeah, a huge summer for Galway Camogie, and it's certainly in a good place.
Coming into this season now, a lot of the talk last year was stopping Cork doing the 3 in a row. It's kind of that situation of you're the hunter become the hunted.
Yeah.
Did you have to totally change how you approached pre-season this year, coming off of victories as opposed to coming off like a real low?
No, I don't think so. I think like ultimately you set out at the start of every year with the same goal is to win in August, and you know you're in the pack now like everybody else, and it's a clean slate, and it's very much, yeah, just probably as we approached it last year and just probably build that wee bit earlier than we did last year. Obviously, you know, we suffered a heavy defeat in the league final, and that probably kick-started our year. Whereas from now going forward, we'd want to kind of, yeah, put foundations in place that we can build from now.
You mentioned the under-23s. Obviously, they had such a great win as well in the Ireland final last year. Competition for places in the last couple of weeks in training must have been intense enough with everyone trying to get their name in the starting 15.
Yeah, big time. That experience will only stand to those players last year. But listen, they're more than ready to play. There's massive youth in the squad anyway. And to be fair to Cahill, like he gives players opportunities left, right and centre, and you know, I'm sure it's going to be no different this weekend and you know over the next couple of rounds of the league. So, but yeah, it's not an easy team to get into, and one you wouldn't take for granted.
How important was it for you that Cahill stayed on? Maybe it would have been easy for him to step away after such a great victory.
Oh yeah, massive. I think, you know, his record speaks for himself. He's class, everything he does, and the level of professionalism and, in my mind, his management is excellent. And yeah, probably if it wasn't for him, I don't think Galway Camogie would be in the place that it is at the minute.
Did the Athenriggers, did that kind of seep into the team as well this pre-season, that positivity?
Yeah, I think that just adds to the feel-good factor, doesn't it, really? It was two massive games, two massive performances, and yeah, it can only not feed into the group, the environment, and I suppose the mood in the camp as well.
You didn't try and get Trace Maher back on?
There's time yet, I suppose.
We could see her come championship.
Yeah. Maybe, yeah.
First game coming up now this weekend, you have Kilkenny. Never an easy task. You know, they're probably a team that are maybe a small bit, you could say, in transition over the last couple of years, but looking forward to it.
Yeah, massively. I think we played Kilkenny in the first league game last year in Kilkenny, and we're very lucky to come away with the win. If it wasn't for Eilish O'Reilly coming off the bench toward the end, we probably wouldn't have got out of there with the 2 points last year. So look, it's League Camogie, it's tough, and yeah, Kilkenny, it's never anything but a tough day out, and yeah, we're expecting a massive challenge on the weekend.
And if I can chat you a tiny bit about coming down and deciding to play with Galway, you played for so many years with Down, bit of a family history there as well. Your father captained and was a manager of the Down Hurlers before.
Yeah, I spoke a lot about this, but it certainly wasn't an easy decision at all. Just obviously life and logistics and everything else probably led me to playing in Galway, but no, massive tradition at home. Yes, my father was captain of the Down Hurlers in 97, the last time they won the Ulster title, which seems like a lifetime ago now. And yeah, massively steeped in it from we were no age, and yeah, been brought to Down games, hurling games, where we're from in the Ards Peninsula, it's three hurling clubs, Portaferry, Ballycran, Ballygalgett, and they kind of formed the basis of the Down Hurling team, and my father was a massive part of that. So yeah, huge tradition, and something I know that he's very proud of, and yeah, we all are, I suppose, at home.
Does he still give you words of advice now, or is it purely kind of business?
No, not at all. He'll chip in with his opinion, certainly, that's for sure, and the odd phone call during the week, but no, he's massive hurling fan, a massive sport fan, in fairness. So yeah, he's a butcher by trade as well, so he's a busy man, he's great, and he's delighted, I suppose, that the way it's played out with myself in Galway, and you know, getting down the road and seeing games has been, you know, great for them as well over the last couple of years.
And another one of your former Down teammates, Saoirse McCartan, you faced up against her a couple of times now. What's that like, coming up against each other on opposite sides?
Yeah, I suppose it's not normal in the GAA, I suppose, but it's something you probably just don't really consider when you're playing. You know, you're representing the team that you're representing, and you're going out to win, and it really probably doesn't cross your mind a massive amount. But you know, Saoirse's brought a huge amount to Cork, and particularly the St Finbars, as you've seen there, at the back end of the year. She had a super club campaign, so look, it is what it is, and I'd say we'll maybe cross paths over the next while as well.
And a couple of new rules being introduced for the league as well, like nothing like we've seen with the changes in the football. I suppose the standout one is the taking the 45 from your hand, or taking the sideline from your hand inside the 45. Are there any changes you'd like to see come into the game, or do you think we should leave it as is?
No, I think leave it as is. I think particularly looking back at last year's All-Ireland final, like, it was very much a spectacle, and I think the refereeing and the rules allowed it that to, you know, to play out that way. So I think don't fix what's not broken, and don't probably tinker or over tinker, because I think Camogie's in a really healthy place, and yeah, just consistency in refereeing, but you know, conscious that that's very difficult to find, and a hard thing to do. But no, I think, as I say, the game's in a really healthy place, and just let players play, and you know, it'll speak for itself.
Did you have much, not feedback, but like comments, because I know I have, about the Camogie final this year and how unbelievable it was? Everyone said, you know, it was the most exciting final of them all. Did you get a lot of that?
Yeah, massive. And like, I think that probably even trumped you know, the winning in a lot of people's kind of opinions. You know, people, that being the first comment they would have said to you, this was some game, or, you know, the standard or the intensity. And it was probably a fair comment, to be honest. It was, yeah, probably one of the highest standard Camogie finals there's been, and yeah, that can only, you know, bore well for the future of the game, for young kids, young girls out there watching on, and, you know, them wanting to be part of it. So yeah, it was a real positive kind of spectacle for Camogie, and hopefully going forward, you know, both throughout the league and the championship, that, you know, standard and that intensity will carry through.
Yep. Thank you so much.
Cheers. Thank you.
Laurie Hayes, how are you?
Great, how are you?
Very good, very good. We're here at the launch of the Centra Camogie Leagues. Another season has come around. Can you believe it?
I know, it's mad. They come around really quick. But yeah, I suppose by the time January comes, you're kind of ready to get back out on the pitch again and just start over. So looking forward to it now.
I don't want to bring you back to Croke Park immediately. So we'll get back to the league final last year. Yeah. You set out at the start of the year to really capture the league because it had been something that had evaded you for a long time, you know. It shows the importance of it.
Yeah, absolutely. I think you can kind of set your stall out early in the year. Obviously, like, every year is different. Some years it might not be a thing that you want to go after, and other years it is. And I suppose last year we really set our stall out for the league. And yeah, as you said, it had been a long time since we'd won it. Like, none of us, I think the Mackies were probably the only ones who had a league medal. So yeah, no, it was like very important to us to kind of go after that, and like definitely kind of set us out for the year, and kept things like really competitive within the squad as well, who's going to get in for the league final. So yeah, look, we were obviously delighted to come away with that trophy and start the year off that way.
Yeah, you were building then. I mean, you had such strong performances throughout the year. If I can take you back to Croke Park, All Ireland final day, still gutted over it?
Yeah, of course, like, you know, but I suppose it was probably one of the hardest kind of defeats, the way it went. Like, it was just a mental match, and even to think back on it now, like, it, you know, it's one of those ones where you literally try, like, died with your boots on. But unfortunately, we just didn't get over the line on the day. Like, God, it was just a mental game. But I think, like, looking back on it, the way we performed in that second half, like, we're obviously just that small bit off it, but like, we definitely, I think, did, like, represented the jersey well in what we did, and died with our boots on, but it just wasn't good enough on the day.
Yeah, and absolutely, you know, everyone was unbelievably proud of you afterwards. Is that something, do you watch back to learn from, or can you?
Yeah, like, I suppose everyone's different. Like, I'm the type of person who I need to, like, see it to understand that kind of a thing. So there'd be a few of us like that. So yeah, it's definitely, I would be someone who'd watch, like, all the matches back. But to be honest, I would find it hard to watch that one back now. I have watched it, but, like, those last 10 minutes are, they were so helter-skelter. And, you know, like, just the smallest of things could change it. It was obviously only a one-score game. So yeah, I find it hard to watch the end of it. But yeah, like obviously, there's things that you wish you could have done, and there's what ifs, but you can't change them. Obviously, you just have to move on. But sometimes it is good for closure.
Is it one of the most intense 10-15 minute periods of Camogie you've ever experienced?
Yeah, 100%. Like, I think that whole second half, to be honest with you, I think just the way we went out and attacked the game and went after it, like that was obviously high, like, really intense. But yeah, once that goal went in, once Orla scored that goal, it was like, oh my God, like, we're in this now. We could go get this. But like, yeah, just those last few minutes, you don't even think, you're like, your brain is just on overdrive, and you're just like, please, like, you know, you want things to work out. But Era, you know what I mean, we were probably disappointed that we didn't have such a good strong first half, and like, we probably put ourselves in that position. Obviously, yeah, there was a red card and all that, but I don't think that actually influenced how we performed in the first half. So yeah, like, I suppose if we're looking at it, that's probably where the match was lost.
Do you talk about that at training at the start of the year, and then just kind of try to put it to bed? You bring it up, or how do you approach it as a team?
Yeah, like, I suppose, you know, every year it's a different team. We have a new trainer in this year and all that. So yeah, of course, it's something you're not going to hide away from. We spoke about it at the start of the year, and there'll be times where we bring it up, and we're going to obviously look at what we can learn from it and that. But I know at the start of the year, it is much like we're starting again now, and it's very important that we just look forward. And like, of course, you have to bottle that hurt, but also it's a new team and it's a fresh year. So it's kind of about starting again.
New team, fresh year, couple of like standout players that we're not going to be seeing, probably most notably Laura Tracy, Hannah Looney, Aoife Healy. How do you replace? How do you replace people like that?
It'll definitely be tough. I think it'll be a challenge this year. People can say we're rebuilding or whatever. I suppose like at start of the year when we had a meeting, it was more like who's going to grab the jersey, and that's the way we're looking at it. But like, of course, like, you know, to be fair to Hannah and Aoife, like, what an opportunity for them to get to go over and play professional sport, and like, we're not gonna ever hold that against them, and we only want them to succeed over there. And then obviously with Laura, like what a player, like, and like, you know, I think she'll be so hard to replace, but I think she's probably given us so much like tools on leadership and how to drive a thing that, you know, the most we can do is to just keep driving it on without her as well.
You've got that lot of those under 23s as well who also fell to Galway in an All-Ireland final. There must be fierce competition amongst them as well, not even to get onto the under 23 team, but to break onto the senior panel.
Yeah, I think, like, do you know, when you come in first, like, I remember it myself, like, you're just so eager and willing to learn, like it's mad. And I think it's great that they don't have a fear. They're happy to be as competitive and physical and aggressive as anyone else on the team, and that's what you want, and that's what you kind of expect. And they've settled in really well, you know, they're playing up to the standard that we expect of them. So like, hopefully now that some of them will get a run and they'll go well, but like, all we want is for the panel to be constantly competitive and pushing, and I think we're going to have that.
I was going to ask you how long it took you to get back training after the All-Ireland final. Obviously you had a super club campaign as well with Catrin's falling to the Bears. Was it tough to watch the Bears then for the rest of the season?
Look, I suppose like for us at the start of the year with St. Catrin's, like, I don't know what could we ever have foreseen getting to the county final, and you know, like, one of my dreams would be to win a county with the club, and to get that close was like almost like an unbelievable experience. But when you get there, then of course all you want to do is get over the line. So yeah, it was like a really, really special journey, and like, my sister was playing on the team, you have family involved, relations, you know, like, people that you looked up to are still on the team. And I think our team is very unique that way. We have players playing that have 3-4 kids, you know, 44 year olds, and you've 16 year olds playing, and I don't actually think there's another club in Cork that has that, which is really special. But yeah, like, obviously you're playing a team like the Bears, they're incredible, their team is absolutely star-studded, and you're kind of robbing Peter to play Paul when you're playing them, because it's just hard to keep them all under control. But like, obviously they came away with the win, well deserved. And look, when a Cork team goes into Munster or into the All-Ireland, you just want that Cork team to do well, and they had an unbelievable campaign. They'd come out with some unbelievable wins, and they were unlucky not to get over the line, and you know, but like, of course we were behind them all the way, and when they came back we were only saying they should be proud of themselves for how far they got.
Orla Cotter, I assume, would be one of those players that you get to play with now at club level. Did you get to play together at county level?
Me and Saoirse got brought up after the minor in 2018, so we played that year together, and then I actually started in 2019 cornerback, tiny little tot, and she was that was her last game, and we lost the semi-final to Galway that year. But yeah, I like, when I was younger I never imagined I'd actually play club with her, not to mind play with Cork, so it was definitely like tick the box moment for sure.
And you took a little bit of time off then, you went travelling. Is that a nice way to kind of start the year, just put all the camogie to bed for a while?
Yeah, I think it's the perfect timing. The last 2 years me and my friends have kind of took November as like a ride off month, and we just try to do our travelling then. And to be fair, it suits me down to the ground, because obviously it's like kind of the off season. But yeah, it's really nice. I think the way that the year went, it was very highly intense and emotional kind of end to the intercounty year, and with club as well. So just to get away from it all and just like refresh and like not think about it is just so nice. And I think it's really important, because you come back then and you're ready to look into the next year, and like, it's really nice to go away with your friends who you know, aren't involved in camogie, but they're there to support you, and you just really get to switch off. So yeah, it was a really good experience.
Is there much of a camogie scene in Central America?
No, not at all. I spent the All-Stars night in K Culker in Belize, so my parents were at home collecting it, and we were live from Belize, so that was class. That was a really fun experience, and there was a few Irish there as well, so they kind of understood it. But other than that, I'd say people thought we were just mad.
Did you go to an Irish bar?
Yeah. We were in an Irish bar, and then we were in a pool kind of party thing, so my mum was delighted to collect the award, and she says that she deserved it for all the travelling she's done, so, or the driving. So yeah, I was delighted for her to collect it or whatever. I'm sure we were having a great time over in Belize, so it was kind of a win-win.
Class.
Yeah. First game of the year, Waterford away. They're going to be out for blood after the semi-final last year.
Yeah.
How are you set first?
Yeah, like I think us and Waterford know each other very well now. I suppose when you go into that first game of the league, you're just not really sure where you're at till you just start. So I think we're very much absolutely ready to start and see where we go. We know Waterford are going to be really strong. And I think this year for us, the league might be a bit different. It'll be about getting match time into players, getting that experience up and finding the team that's going to go into championship. So yeah, I mean, we're going to go out and try win every game, that's for sure. But yeah, it'll be interesting to see where we stand after the first game.
Are you UCC?
I was.
Was, yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
How good was it to see them get the win?
Oh, insane. Yeah, I think we were there 23-24. We had two really tough defeats. 24 we lost, or we went to extra time semi-final Saturday, extra time final Sunday, and lost by that point. And probably one of the toughest defeats I've ever had. And like, it's funny to say that because, you know, with a college team, it's a really short season. But yeah, I'm so happy for them to get over the line. 23 years. I genuinely was thinking it might have been a curse after 24. So some of those girls ran that team. I'm just delighted to see them finally get over the line yesterday.
Brilliant. Laura, thank you so much.
Great.
Best of luck for the season.
Thank you.
Clodagh, how are you? We're here at the launch of the newly sponsored Central Camogie Leagues. How are you?
Good now, thanks.
Before we look ahead to the league campaign for yourself, might take you back to last year. What a year you had, you
yeah.
know, league and All-Ireland champions doubles. Could you have foreseen that at the start of the year?
No, probably not, but we'll take it. No, it was obviously great. We had come so close the year before, a point in all three of them, so it was great just to get over the line, right all them wrongs, and look, it made it all worthwhile.
How much do you learn from like the loss that you had to Tipperary, being what, it was like 4 points up at halftime,
yeah,
to lose by one? Do you learn a lot from that, or is it just kind of battling hurt?
No, when the final whistle went, I actually thought it was a joke, the 1 point again, I said. But no, you definitely do learn a lot. Of course, we gained huge experience for last year. Even going up to Croke Park, getting the bus in, you know, and you're on such a time schedule and stuff, it's great just to have that experience. And then we had a few girls then, like the younger girls coming off the minor success, and they just took it all in their stride. It was amazing to see, but no, it was great now, thank God. We didn't want to be stuck in junior for any longer, of course, and a lot of us had experienced going up when we were under 14s and 16s to see the girls in 2015, so it's great now that we did the same.
Did it feel like a different place, the Croke Park, when you won as opposed to you lost? Like, was
oh
it just
God.
Pulls apart?
Yeah, absolutely. So actually, it's one of the biggest differences, because when you lose, it's such a lonely place, because you're just with your team and the mentors. You can't go to anyone in the stands, there's nothing. Where when you win, of course, you're going over to the barriers for pictures and stuff like that, but when you lose, it's so lonely. You can't wait to just get in and get out of the way.
You had good celebrations after?
Yeah, brilliant.
I see. Did you have like an award ceremony?
We did
recently.
About 2 weeks ago. Yeah, yeah, it was brilliant because our under 16s were there, the minors, and ourselves. So we had three teams getting presentations, so it was brilliant.
You got a bit of a word of warning from the coaches to say the training is going to be back next week, though, not to
yeah,
not
that
to
was
get
announced fairly early.
And how important are the two lads are staying on for the coming year?
Yeah.
How important is that? Because obviously it's great that you're going up in both league and championship,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Been promoted. You know yourselves how hard it is to
stay up.
Yeah.
No, it's great that the two lads are there, and we've the same hurling coach as well, so we know exactly what we're getting back into. Obviously, we know that it has to be stepped up a bit because the skill set is near enough the same. It's getting the speed into it, so getting the habit of doing everything quicker and just being prepared better, I suppose. But we've an awful lot of girls say that would have stepped away from the panel maybe 2 or 3 years ago. They're coming back, and a few girls have stepped away to go travelling, which is fair too, but it's great now that we're getting back into a familiar setup, not everything being brand new.
Absolutely. And first game, Kerry away,
yeah.
I mean, you know, you'll get to know straight away if you're up to the level of you're playing to Lexicary.
Definitely, yeah, yeah. Now, we were late going back, obviously, because Cameras did so well with the club, which was great, but it put a delay on the start of the county. But sure, look, we'll get a fairly big picture of where we are next weekend.
How great is it for Laoise to Camogie to have Cameras playing up in Croke Park, as well as yourselves last year?
Brilliant.
Putting on one of the most memorable club finals.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, no, it's great, and again, like, a lot of girls gaining experience there as well. But no, it's huge, and a lot of them girls are involved in our setup, so it's brilliant.
I think was it one of the management spoke that you got Brian Cody in after the All-Ireland final last in 24 to speak to the group.
Yeah.
Was that a real moment, like a turning point for this group at the start of last
year? Yeah, it was a bit surreal. We kind of just had our meeting at the start of the year and Brian came and he stood up and he said a few words, and it was more so he just normalised everything from last year that we were kind of amazed by or a bit kind of stunned going into Croke Park, and he just in a few sentences had the whole thing normalised. It was so strange, but it was brilliant. And of course then he came to present our medals then 2 weeks ago as well, so it was great to have him back, and you know, he said a few words again, so you have to look up to people like him.
Oh, that's gorgeous.
Yeah, it was lovely.
Because I was going to ask if you got someone else in kind of at the same time at the start of the year, but Brian again.
Yeah.
And yourself, are you enjoying the Camogie as much as you always do, or is there a little bit of an added pressure now this year because you've been promoted to stay up and to even, you know, to go further than just staying up, I suppose?
Yeah, no, I think personally now I'd love to just get back. Obviously we had a longer break this year, but it's lovely just to get back, get a feel for it again, and it's kind of a challenge more so than anything, you know, because you want to stay up, you don't want to be up and straight back down again. So if we could just hold our own this year, it'd be great, and then we can build again next year.
A couple of rule changes, introductions this year. One which would probably be important for yourself is that, like, the captain is the only person that's kind of allowed to talk to the referee.
Yeah, the captains are the only ones that can kind of question or give feedback or whatever, and vice versa. I think he can only speak to the player as well to inform the rest. It's kind of nearly like rugby, but no, it'll be interesting to see. Even the sidelines from your hand inside the 45, it could really quicken up the game, so then your fitness is going to be challenged too, you know. It could really speed it up, but it's great to see the physicality coming in. But as long as you can get it consistent across the board, it's the big, where do you draw the line, you know? But no, it's good. It's great to see a change and then getting more like the men's game.
Been implementing that into the training at the start of the year, so.
Yeah, definitely. A lot more gym work.
longer pre-season.
Yeah.
Excellent. Come here, Clodagh. Thanks so much.
Thanks so much.
Best of luck for the season ahead.
Thank you. Thanks a million.
Aisling Mair, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Very good, very good. We're here at the launch of the newly sponsored Centra Camogie Leagues. You're decked out in your Centra colours.
Yeah, you couldn't miss it.
How are you feeling, I suppose, before we take a look at 2026, take a look back at 2025? Bit of a tough year, I suppose, for Dublin Camogie. Relegated from the league and came up against just an unbelievable Waterford team, I suppose, in that last game. Mm-hmm. But you still had some unbelievable performances across the year.
Yeah, certainly looking forward to looking at 2026 and forgetting about 2025 to summarise the whole thing. But yeah, look, I guess, you know, you got to look back and you got to learn from it. And having won the 1B league the year previous, we would have been hoping to stay up in 1A and, you know, not be doing the bounce up and down between the two. But unfortunately, performances just weren't there early in the year. Probably not helped by some big injuries. You know, captain Niamh Gannon missed pretty much the entire league. Ash O'Neill, big player for us, missed a lot of it. I missed a good few of the games as well. And 1A is really competitive and the teams are just top class, and if you're missing a few players or if you're not at the races, you're going to get punished for it, and I think that's what happened to us in the league last year. And then I guess transitioning into really competitive group for championship, certainly would have fancied ourselves to be there or thereabouts and would have wanted to build on the semi-final appearance the year before, but ultimately just came out the wrong side of competitive games, you know. There or thereabouts with Galway at half time, fell behind in the second half. Kilkenny performance just wasn't there on the day, and then Waterford just too strong for us in the last round. So yeah, not where we wanted to be, but I guess an opportunity now to go and hopefully improve.
That first half against Waterford, though, is that a benchmark maybe that you'd be looking to achieve again? Because that was, like, that half an hour of Camogie was one of the most intense, bar the maybe the last 15 minutes of the All-Ireland final. They're dropping kegs around us now. They're agreeing upstairs. That was an unbelievable half Camogie.
Yeah, like I think we had good, I guess, you know, quarters and good halves kind of throughout the year and throughout the championship. Like our first half, as I mentioned, against Galway, we would have felt was there or thereabouts. I can't remember, did we go up, point up or level at half time, but you know, matched them for 30 minutes and then just fell off in the second half. Probably the opposite in Kilkenny, started a bit slow, had a better performance in the second half, were there or thereabouts, but couldn't catch them in the end. And then, like you said, started really well against Waterford and ultimately just let them back in for a couple of goals. And look, you know, know, everyone talks about the top couple of teams being dominant in Camogie, which they are, and rightly so. But at the same time, I think there's a cohort of teams in the middle who are chasing, who fancy themselves as being there or thereabouts. And when things go well and you put that performance up for 60 minutes, you can get there. And if it falls off for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, you just get punished for it.
We hear a lot about, I know Ger Gilroy's talking to Gary Keegan about external motivational factors, mm-hmm. maybe shouldn't be as important to you as internal. But does that talk about the top 2 and 3 teams in Camogie, does that drive a Dublin panel?
Yeah, I think it does. And I think, you know, look, you take your motivation from wherever you get it. And there's some girls that just like to look at the work that's being done internally and use that as their motivation and what they want to get after. And then, you know, I guess for people like myself, maybe who've been around a long time and who have been playing with the team and can see how successful it can be, it's frustrating sometimes to see the same teams kind of get named and get backed all the time. But at the same time, I suppose it's on us to prove that we should be up there with those names and to put in performances that get us there.
And in terms of coaching tickets, new manager but not a new face to your team, you know, Bill McCormick has been involved before. How important is that to have someone not come in with a completely new kind of ideas and systems?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, Bill brings a nice balance of continuity and freshness at the same time. So obviously he's been, you know, really involved in Camogie and Dublin for a number of years. He's with TUD for, I think he did 9 years up to this year with TUD, won in Ashburn in that time, and then has been in the coaching staff for Dublin Camogie for the last few years. So he knows a lot of the girls in Dublin really well. And at the same time, obviously when he transitioned into the management position just before championship last year, was his first time kind of taking control of the whole thing and having an opportunity to put his spin on it. So I think, you know, that's a welcome change. And one of the issues we've had with Dublin Camogie for the last kind of 10 or 12 years has been the constant change and new managers coming in. So this is a nice balance of newness, but with someone who kind of has an idea what's going on, and it's not a start from the start type thing.
And you have your under-23s coming in as well, having won the under-23B last year. Does that bring a whole set of competitiveness and freshness to the panel?
Yeah, it doesn't, to be honest with you. 23 is a bit of a funny one because Camogie is quite a young game. So like a lot of our really good under 23 players are playing senior. They're not playing under 23. So absolutely it brings, you know, an option for kind of development, and it gives, I guess, players who maybe aren't making the senior panel an opportunity to go and work on their game and have an opportunity to go and play inter-county games, and if they're performing, maybe get pulled up into the senior team there. And certainly, I mean, you see with Galway winning both of them last year that if you're doing it well, it can be really beneficial. But it's a bit of a funny one kind of to feel out, because I guess you're stuck as a manager because you could have a really talented 21-year-old, but you don't want them playing under 23 if they're good enough to be playing senior. So yeah, it's a bit of a funny setup, but I certainly think it's an opportunity for girls who perform well at under 23 who maybe haven't made the senior team first time around to get a second chance.
Such a cliche question, but I'm going to ask it anyway. What will success look like for Dublin Camogie this year?
Yeah, I think like you look at our semi-final appearance in 24, and it was the first time we've been there since 2017. What we failed to do in 2017 was do it back to back, or, you know, go from being knockout seasons, you know, every year for a couple of years. And that's what we wanted to do going into last year, was do it back to back, and we didn't. But failing that, what we definitely don't want to do is have another gap of 7 or 8 years until we're in knockout games again. So look, we're down in a 1B that we don't want to be in. There's a lot of good teams in 1B. You know, Clare, Wexford, Limerick will all fancy their chances to win it, but as will we. So I think we'll go after that, and you know, we'll hope to start building, getting wins, putting together good performances. And I think if we do that, we should be there or thereabouts to win the 1B. Similarly, Leinster's been really competitive the last few years, albeit Kilkenny have come out the right side of pretty much all of them. But we've definitely run them close, and there's been a couple that, you know, we've lost by a point or 2 points here and there. So I think we'll be looking to chase trophies in the first two competitions, and then you get to All-Ireland, and obviously there's a new structure for championship this year, which is interesting. I think, you know, it gives all of us an opportunity to prove that we should be in that top four. You know, sometimes you hear the likes of Dublin saying they consider themselves in the top four, and then maybe you get a hard group or maybe you get a bad draw. So I think it's a very fair system in that if you're good enough to be in a quarter final, you should be in a quarter final, and the chances are there. So I think all you can do is obviously play one game at a time. I'll give you a cliche answer to your cliche question. Play one game at a time, get out of the group, get yourself into quarter final, and then go chase that semi that we want to be back in.
This year, nothing compared to the football, but a couple of new rules coming in. Mm-hmm. Physicality is one of them. Mm-hmm. seemed like someone who will relish that.
Yeah, absolutely. I think really welcome the change in physicality. The more of it we can get into the game, the better. You know, you only have to speak to any Camogie player who's playing into County now to talk about the amount of S&C and gym work that's being done. And if girls are doing that work and developing that athleticism and that physicality, I think it should be allowed show on the pitch. But I guess, you know, the problem we've maybe had previously is the subjectivity of the rules and the difficulty that you have as a player going from one referee and how they implement a rule to the next referee and how they implement the rule, which can be very different week on week. So like, there has been frustration, I guess, previously as a player with that, and it's not an easy job for referees, obviously, when there is that bit of ambiguity around rules. But hoping that we see a bit more consistency with it, as well as a bit more free-flowingness.
And then sideline ball, if it goes over in your own 45, take it from your hand.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts?
I'm not a fan now, to be honest with you. I don't like that. I think it just discourages the development of skill in the game. I kind of feel there's an undertone of it that nearly suggests that girls aren't able to take a sideline well. I appreciate that sidelines have not been maybe a spectacle in Camogie games over the last number of years, but like, at the same time, you don't have to go back long. Like, you know, you take someone like Rebecca Henley from Galway, be cutting sidelines over from nearly midfield in the games she was playing. So I think we should be encouraging that more, which I know we do with the 2 point, obviously, from the side, the 2 point score if it goes over the bar from the sideline. But I don't think the answer is allowing girls to hit it out of their hand.
Do you think it'll just speed it up, or is that like a lesser of two evils?
I think it probably will speed it up, and I think it probably will get the game flowing, and I think that's a short term win, but I think it's a short term solution to a long term problem. And actually, all that's going to happen is girls will practice sidelines less, and it'll be a skill that we see less of, and there'll be less players able to execute on it. So look, I understand the thinking behind it, and maybe I'll be proven wrong. I suppose we'll see when it comes in. But I'm not sure it's the answer.
Yeah. And finally, another rule coming in. The captain is pretty much, we're going almost down a rugby route. The captain is the only one that's allowed to talk to the referee, and vice versa. Be a lot of weight on one person's shoulders.
Yeah. Well, I'm very quiet in the pitch. I've never talked to anyone, so it doesn't impact me, as all the referees will tell you. Yeah, look, the referee has a really hard job. It's very difficult to see everything and to, you know, catch everything. And I absolutely appreciate that. It's important that we promote respect to referees, and that, you know, we don't develop a situation where people are giving out to a referee unnecessarily, or that they're dealing with that as well. I'm not sure that this was the right answer. I think it's an extreme step to take. I don't think that it's conducive to GAA as a sport. Like you mentioned rugby there, where the players are probably up and down the pitch the whole time. In Camogie, if your cornerback is the captain and the play is in the corner forward position, the cornerback's not available, and they can't be running up and down the pitch to speak to the referee. I also think that we've always spoken to refs, and like, I would find in my interactions with refs, 95% of the time, the referee's very open to telling you what they've seen or what you've done wrong or what they wanted. And I think that that helps in the game. You know, if you can say, I thought I was standing up there, and they can say, no, I didn't like the way you did this. And you can learn from that. So I would actually be a little bit concerned about, you know, girls who are used to speaking to refs, just talking to them and answering, not with the intention of causing problems or breaking a rule, but just because they've done it for 10 years while they've been playing. So look, it's something we're going to have to learn as players. The rule is in now for the short term anyway, so we're just going to have to adapt to it as best we can and see how it goes.
Very good. First match up, we've got Clare. They'll be hungry enough. They put in a big performance less in the quarterfinal
yeah,
in Croke Park. How to prepare for that? You know, it's a short window of pre-season, straight into the frying pan then, basically.
Yeah. Look, Clare are top team, I guess. You know, that's the thing about the 1B league, is that everyone wants to be playing in 1A. You arrive down in 1B and you realise there's a lot of good teams there. It's not easy to get out of it. So yeah, Clare will give us a huge challenge. As you said, you know, they went a step further than we did in Championship last year. Had a very good performance in that quarter final. I'm sure they'll be disappointed not to have got over the line on it. So this will be their first game, an opportunity to kind of right that wrong from their perspective, and no doubt they'll be gunning for it. But look, that's where you want to be. You know, I guess you spend all the pre-season playing challenge games, playing in-house games, trying to work out where you are as a panel and as a team, and the first opportunity you actually have to get a bit of feedback is when you play your first competitive fixture. So delighted to get Clare as a competitive game early on, and yeah, we'll see where we are.
Ash, thanks so much. Best of luck.
Cheers. Thanks very much.
Rachel Murray, we're here at the launch of the new Centra Camogie Leagues.
How are you?
Grand, not too bad.
We were just saying there, we're sick of the rain, ready for a bit of summer camogie.
Yeah, 100%. I'm over this gloomy, dark weather. Can't wait for summer now at this point.
Does it seem like a long time ago that we were playing in like carpeted pitches?
It seems like a lifetime ago. I can't remember them days. It seems like literally months and months and months ago. The minute when the muck and gutters is up to your thighs.
yeah. Long live a bit of short grass. Mm-hmm. You know,
short grass, sunny weather, no skins.
We can dream. I might take you back to a memory you probably rather not revisit straight away, but yeah. We'll go there. We'll get it over and done with early. A gotten loss to Laois in the All Ireland final fee.
Yeah, that would probably be a good word to use. Probably one to forget. But yeah, look, at you get them days, probably just didn't show up. We know we had more to give, and just wasn't our day. Really hard one to think about. But yeah, look, just have to move on with things.
Do you watch that back as a group then, or do you all kind of deal with it individually?
No, we did not sit down and watch that as a group, no. I think everyone probably just watched it back in their own time and probably let it sink in for a few weeks. Everyone had to go back to their club and bounce straight back. But no, I'd say we all watched it personally in our own times, and yeah, it wasn't the nicest one to watch back.
Do you take a lot from it to learn from, though?
Yeah, I'd say so. I think all the mistakes were evident, and it's things we can work on, build on, and hopefully correct for the year coming.
It's not something that this group is strangers at all, kind of.
No.
Like learning from defeats and being able to bounce back then.
Yeah, look, we've definitely had maybe three final losses at this point, possibly four. You just have to get on with it. There's nothing you can do other than bounce back for the next year, wipe the slate clean and go again, as hard as it is.
And for yourselves, coming into the league, you were relegated last year, mm-hmm. having been promoted the year before.
Yeah.
Did it just show you how hard it is to stay up?
Yeah, look, I think with last year, we obviously won the league 2 years ago, got promoted, and last year we had a full rebuild of a team, so that probably wasn't the best. I think we are probably well fit for Division 2. It's quite, well, we didn't want to drop down, obviously, but we probably could have won a few games in Division 2 last year that we just slipped away from us, probably with having a fresh new team, young ones coming up, and we didn't get the wins over the line to keep us up. So we're down again, but we'll just use it as a building block for the start of the year.
It's nearly better sometimes to have gotten those players like league experience then come away with victories with like a panel that you know short and fast, is it?
Yeah, that's true. If we had them maybe last year a bit earlier, we probably would have been able to build in Division 2, but we have kept our team, most of our team from last year, so it'll just be building on that and hopefully have a good league campaign.
Kept the team, kept the manager as well?
Yeah, same PJ's manager. Staying. Yeah, PJ's staying, yeah. So I think that was probably very important that we just don't sort of start fresh again. We need to just pick up where we left off and go at it again, and say that'll stand us this year.
You yourself, would you have kind of a fond memory of the league, having scoring that injury time winner in 2024 to end, maybe like, was it with two years in a row of losses?
Yeah, we did have a few losses in that league final, but yeah, that was a good memory. It was great to get up to Division 2 that year. So we have a lot of experience in Division 3, so hopefully that'll stand us.
Will you be targeting something specific this year in terms of we want to get promoted, or is it all about just performances?
Yeah, it's fully performance based. Look, we don't want to look too far ahead. We just want to have good performances and get good wins in the league and build on our team performance overall. We're not setting no targets at the start of the year.
A couple of new rules coming in this year, mm-hmm. Increased physicality. What are your thoughts on it?
Yeah, look, I think it's probably needed, because the more you go up, the more physical it gets. And I find probably maybe Division 3 and stuff, they maybe blow more frees. So the further up you get, the more physical it is. I think that rule has probably been coming for a long time. With regards to other rules, I think they'll be beneficial. I think they'll keep the game moving quickly, like the free out or the sideline out of your hands and stuff. and the descent one. I'd say it'll be interesting to see how that one goes.
Have you been practicing that a bit in training? Like,
yeah, well, just be quiet, really. Nobody wants that free to be given because it's nearly an automatic score. So that'll be an interesting one to see how that plays out in the league.
And just for like the county as a whole, mm-hmm. how important is it for kind of young Camogie players in Armagh to see like representing the county in Croke Park at All-Ireland Final Day?
Yeah, I'd say it's probably a good influence in the younger ones. It'll keep their interest going. The likes of our minors won the All-Ireland there last year as well, so there's success at underage in Armagh, and we're just trying to breed that through.
Do you think there's a lot of excitement about Camogie because traditionally probably more of a ladies footballing county?
Yeah, you could say that, definitely. I suppose, but we have been, I suppose, getting to finals and stuff, and the minors, with the minors winning, I suppose the younger generation can see that, and maybe it will excite them to play.
And are the minors coming in, a couple of them coming in for the panel this year now with a bit of bite?
Yeah, we definitely have about maybe 3, 4, 5 minors coming up that are really showing, and they're great to have in the team now, so I think they'll be very beneficial for us.
Richard, thanks very much.
No bother.
Hopefully we'll see some summer Camogie soon.
Hopefully. Thank you very much.
Thank you.